Welcome back to Big Brother Specialists. We are here to hate the rest of this week. The loss of Tucker and content was definitely missed. We had like a full 15-minute recap on what happened last week, as part of the episode, and we have a Quinn HOH.
Just a fantastic, like, turn of events. Like, the show's never been better, you know? I think one thing that I want to say quickly is, like, whenever we have HOH stuff, we're literally just talking so much about that night and how it goes, but it was kind of like, what happened? How did it flip? It's not like it's. Like, they did not point to a single point of like Tucker lost because he didn't spend enough time with Mackenzie and Leah. Or, like, I feel like after all this, it still wasn't sure of like who really went home. Or, like Tucker for some reason thought maybe he had Quinn in somebody else's vote, but they didn't. But it was never like, this is why he's gone. And you're just like, please spell it out for us. Please, like, whatever. And we do have like some salty T Corps confessionals on in this episode where it's like, I put him up, it wasn't my intention, but like it's something I'll have to live with. And you're just like, T Core, how did you play this badly? And like I do like that it is like T Core, this is a bad thing for T Core, instead of like her jumping up and down and being like, I did it, I did it. Like, no, she wanted, even though she wasn't the biggest fan of Tucker, like she knows that him in the house is better for her. But that's enough about Tucker. It's time to get to an iconic competition. The egg one. The egg one is your favorite. It's like, how long have we had this egg one? Like, is it been since Big Brother? Like, I think maybe Rachel Riley did one of these.
I don't
Or.
know on like when it originated, but I the standout one to me and my very limited knowledge of Big Brother was Jackson Mickey when he was shaking the eggs. And I don't know if they had done that prior to Jackson, but
Right.
he shook the egg and made it so much easier. And we see that now, where Quinn is like, you just have to shake the egg because then the yolk isn't all like unbalanced with the egg. It makes it a little bit easier.
And now here's our 10-minute segment on Quinn. Is everybody ready? Like, I think Quinn is a very polarizing figure, whether you are a watcher of the show, whether you consume podcasts, if you're watching every single second, there is a lot of you guys need to stop cyberbullying him. He's just a dude. He's doing his best. He's living on his dream. He's self-aware. He knows that he won't be your favorite. He's cringe on purpose. Like, it is something where he's being so cringe, it's going the other way and being like satirical cringe. And you're like, what's crazy about all that is it doesn't feel like Quinn is being himself. And that's something that bothers me tremendously.
Every time he's on my screen for a confessional, I just want to explode. Like, I just can't listen to him talk anymore. Even when he's just like maybe calm and trying to talk about his strategy, I can't with Quinn anymore. It's just one of those people that is just my gears are like so far ground.
You can't grind them any further. I like that. My gears are ground,
They're just
Quinn. Cut
wheels
it
now.
out.
They're just wheels at this point.
And it truly sucks that like where this story and saga goes is it goes straight into Quinland of like, yeah, I got him out, and now it's my turn to do that. And you're just like, well, that is not what I wanted to see. And it's not that I'm salty of like what I truly think and I'm trying to express right now is it does not feel like Quinn is doing things that come to him. It feels like Quinn is doing things that he has seen on his favorite TV program of like,
remember when Boogie and Will did this? I should do this.
And it's like, but like, they built a, well, that's a bad example. Remember when Janelle and Kacer did this? Well, Janelle and Kacer made a like lifelong friendship with somebody and were had their backup. Like, who's your lifelong friendship going to be? And it's like, well, I just decided to be like an alliance with Angela because she was HOH. And then like 2 weeks later, he's like, I don't know why I did that. And you're like, I like, why are you telling people about the power? Like, I just wanted to jump up and down in the storage room with somebody because that's what I've seen on the show.
Mm.
And you're just like, even like he's shaking the egg because he saw it on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And like, did that win him it or not? They didn't
No, because I saw some other people then shaking the egg, like Leah. I believe they cut to her shaking the egg.
Right. And so it's like, I'm not trying to be like, I don't like super fans, but it does not feel like Quinn is a super fan. It feels like he is just trying, like, this bothered me again with somebody recently where like it was somebody's birthday. Oh, it was Michael Bruner from like 24. Yeah, Taylor season. And he was like, we should recreate this birthday scene from like Big Brother 10. And it's like, I kind of just want to have you guys see what you guys would do for this birthday thing. And then it goes even further back of Paul was on Big Brother 18. And they were somebody that was like, I know how all this works for 19. So like the Big Brother 19 house guests would be like, they wouldn't speculate like, what happens for 4th of July? They would just ask Paul, like, what happened last year? And Paul would be like, oh, we got some firecrackers and some hot dogs. And they'd be like, okay, we're getting hot firecrackers and hot dogs today. And you're just like, we need the mystery of, like, this is somebody doing it for the first time, not, like, Quinn is making crazy noises and screaming in the DR because he knows that production wants that and likes that, and he will be one of the like three most important people on this thing. He's already talking about America's favorite house guests at final 11 or something of like, he knows the top three will probably be him, Joseph, and like Tucker. And you're just like, Joseph, are you like, what are you talking about or something? And like, that's something where is, can I root for that person? Can I like, do I hope Quinn wins?
No.
Yeah. And some people are like, you guys are being really harsh. This person, maybe he has some like, not issues, but like, give him some grace because this, but it's like, when you sign up to be on the show with all the constant, like whatever. And like, I sent you that clip and that clip is going around all the time right now. It's the Leah, you look good in yellow. And he's doing a weird voice. He's trying to compliment Leah and be like, and we had a moment where Leah, I think on the show, right? But Joseph said that, not Quinn. Quinn was around. Quinn didn't go, I'm not a top three person. Okay, so I'm sacrificing Quinn for Joseph's whatever. Joseph's also cringe, but it feels like it's part of Joseph's personality of like, he constantly thinks he's better than everyone around him without proving it at all.
He also feels like he couldn't give a shit that he's in the house too. Like, he's right. Just like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I would have thought he was high this whole time if I knew.
What's funny is Joseph has lost like the most competitions of all time as quickly as possible. It's like he's been in, I think, almost or all vetoes. So he's lost 14 competitions quicker than anybody else has lost 14 competitions in the history of the show.
That's crazy.
Which is like, poor him.
One thing with the HOH that we haven't talked about is the dropping of the eggs, and the first three to drop are have-nots, but Angela sits on it because she does not want to be a have-not, and Mackenzie is like, why are you doing this? You're sacrificing safety over like food and a bed.
Right. And I thought it was something where it's like, truly, if you think about it, if you don't, I see this dilemma in Survivor all the time. And I put myself in that mindset of like, there's going to be a balance challenge where you got to keep your arms and your legs a certain spread, or you can eat hamburgers immediately. It's like, I'm not gonna win this shit. Give me a hamburger now. And like, like Angela needs her sleep and needs her food and hasn't had it recently. And if she's gonna need to fight, like, oh, you could have won HOH, because I'm sure Quinn dropped his first egg, but whenever you become HOH, you're not have not, like that supersedes it.
So would that mean there's only two have nots this week?
I think so. And so that's, it was just crazy. Like, that was a legit, like, what planet is Angela on when she's talking to Chelsea and like, can you drop your egg and eat nothing good for the week and sleep in bad? Because I think I could be good at this, but I don't want to even start it. Is like, what the fuck? Like that's, I think, like, truly, if you see that, you might want to save Angela this week so you can have that delusionalness in the, like it's going to be hard for you to get her to vote for you without being delusional about it in the end.
Mm-hmm.
But if somebody gets to the end with her, then it's hilarious. And I think that's the other thing that, like, because we're going to... Quinn wins HOH. Here we go. So Quinn wins this HOH and jumps up and down and screams and like, I did it. I sent home Tucker and then I did this next thing. I'm going to jump up and down with Chelsea. And it's like, Chelsea's your like, who is your big ally? And like, I think what's funny is...
I thought it was the Visionaries, but now Chemo has shot himself in the foot, apparently, to Quinn.
Right. And like, I thought what was very weird about this episode is he talks very explicitly about T-Core and Chemo. And is T-Core can do no wrong. She's been nothing but truthful to me. And then says the exact opposite about Chemo, which is crazy because those people have worked together every minute of the day. So it's like Chemo going up is gotta be frustrating for him of like, okay.
Why is
like,
Joseph on the block? Like, what I don't
Joseph and understand. Quinn are gonna be new final two partners or so, or like I right now, we always do this right whenever they're gonna renominate somebody. And there's a lot like it, right now the big thing is there's somebody want to veto, obviously, because there's a veto. Is this person gonna use it or not? This is the first time in maybe 7 weeks it does or it does not. And it is basically this person can say, screw you, Quinn. I'm going to mess with stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a little bit spoilery, but somebody's going to win veto on Wednesday. But I think that's something where it's like, why is it not a no-brainer? Like, Joseph, like, are you close to Joseph Quinn?
We don't know.
Is Joseph Quinn a famous person if you put both of those words together?
I don't know. One thing before the
HOH. An actor. Oh, Joseph Quinn's the guy from Stranger Things and A Quiet Place Day One. I bet he's pissed right now this whole summer being like, why is everyone talking about me? And it's like, oh, it's actually Big Brother.
Tucker and Rubina went public before Tucker left, but they were also already half public because Tucker did the deepfake deepfake whatever AI instigator. And Rubina is just so sad, and she loves him. Isn't that sweet?
Yeah, that's so sweet. Gabe voted out. Like, that was I think, one of the reasons that maybe should have been said of, like... Because I think even Rubina was like, we know what being a showmaster was. Like, how if you're aware and whatever, is it does not behoove you to do it when one of you guys are, like, in power?
Yeah.
Where like it won't immediately backfire.
And
like, what are we doing here?
Yeah. And I was also shocked at Cam being so sad that Tucker was gone. It didn't even seem like they were bullies.
Shout outs to the dogs in the crib. So sad.
But
Cam is interesting. He's going to be not put up at all from this stuff. And it's like, where is the alliance? Like, I think this is maybe the positive of Tucker going home. Of like, we don't have the huge power structure. I think Leah had a cool, like, oh my gosh, welcome to the show, Leah, if this is true. Of like, Tucker's gone. They need a new leader. How about a leader? And you're just like, Did someone feed you that, or is this like, is this your true self? Like, I think that's what I love about reality TV instead of scripted stuff is everyone is truly their self, and we find some absolute weirdos in casting. And like, if Leah's gonna make a pun about her name and be like, I'll step and be the leader, then I'm like, I shouldn't be like, what the heck? Like, I should be like, oh my god, that's amazing, because you're, I don't expect puns from such pretty people or whatever. Like, I know that's also a whole problem in itself. But like, Cam being sad that Tucker goes home is like, nothing, none of that makes sense of like,
you voted for him and knowing that he's a big threat, and we didn't get any content of you guys just like hanging out.
Down. Yeah. Like, you guys didn't like, I think
he was crying, and then Quinn just goes, I voted him out in his girlfriend's skirt.
That's okay. That's the part that is actually annoying, because this has been a thing of Tucker and Quinn and Rubina. This isn't a triangle. This is Quinn just doing stuff to be ridiculous or be like, I'm a villain. He literally says in the confessional about it, I'm such a villain. Mm-hmm. And the day Tucker went home, I think, or whatever, Quinn asked Rubina if he can borrow Rubina's skirt for the live show. And there's the like, look at me, I'm a man who's like in with my femininity, or I just want something fun to wear for the thing. But the ulterior motive was, I'm going to vote Tucker out while wearing his girlfriend's clothing, and that's going to psychologically do something to him evil. And you're just like, Tucker knew that was probably the case and sniffed it out and was like, this is, why are you doing this?
Yeah.
And like, there's been some thought process of Rubina could do with her skirts whatever she wants, but like, this was Quinn's intention. Quinn does vote him out and does have the, what an iconic confessional of him going, I voted you out. And you're, and like, is this the true Quinn? Like, I think I do want to know, what is the true Quinn? Like, can I go back to episode zero where they introduced themselves? Or was he doing the, I'm going to be the crazy super fan that just does everything by the best way I can the whole season. And you're just like,
well,
what is the true Quinn at this point? Can I root for that person, or is that so far gone?
He's now with this HOH doing the same thing as he did with his last HOH of basically like interviewing everyone. And he starts off with Chelsea and T-Core's trusted people, but then goes into the people that voted to keep Tucker around, and then deals with all of those people. And it's like, I get that you like need to talk to everyone before noms, but it feels more like a sit down kind of like interview interrogation more than just like a, hey, so like, what's going on? What do you want? What do you think the house should do this week? Where would your vote go? Who's a nom that you would like to see on the block? It just didn't feel like friendly. It felt very like, I'm in charge and I'm too big for my britches.
And maybe they are. They're way too big for their britches, you know? I don't know. And like, I think what's cool is we have this fluid game, but it feels like Chelsea is going to be pretty much in the driver's seat of, we do have Chelsea explain, this is a great week for me. And like, I saw one tweet that I was like, oh, that makes so much sense. Of like, Chelsea kind of having the like, I've been an underdog. And it's like, Chelsea, you were HOH week 2. Cedric was HOH week 3. Quinn was week 4. You guys blew it from the top. Like, this is like a Fauté level mistake of like, you guys should never be in this scenario. You should have ran the table so far. But like, Chelsea does get the kudos of, she, like, Brooklyn goes home, and then less than a week later, she has it flipped, and now she's dominant again. But truly, if the person at the end of the week goes home and it's Angela, you want to be like, Quinn, did you really think Angela,
but that's his main,
the biggest threat at Final 10?
But maybe not at Final 10, but like, once we get into jury, I feel like people are just going to want to keep Angela around, like Quinn was saying. I understand, like, she's not, like, a threat, but then I could see his point about the end game. But also, I don't think Quinn is making the end game either.
Right. And, like, it's like, who would put him up immediately? Like, oh, Angela would. And I get Angela's going to try and win some HOHs.
I mean, she's won, like, two.
Yeah, like, let's see. The last time, I mean, she would have been fine if you didn't, like, rat on her every second, too. Like,
well, Angela also blows up all of her alliances. So, like, she'll never have an alliance, I feel, because she just destroys everything she touches.
Currently, we do not have, at least on Wikipedia, let me check Big Brother Reddit. But I think maybe this is the time where we go, okay, do not listen if you're trying to watch
the only thing we have is the block is Angela, Rubina, and Chemo. Other than that,
oh, I guess we could talk about that before we do spoilers of, like, Chemo was kind of pissed, and I thought that was interesting.
I would be pissed if I was Chemo. The Visionaries was Quinn's number one alliance,
but they flopped on each other and reflopped on each other. So it is kind of like asking Chemo to be a pawn and telling him to trust you. It is basically like Quinn is protecting Leah and Mackenzie, who he's never been in an alliance with.
But they just helped.
They just helped vote out Tucker.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like Angela. I'm looking at these pictures. It makes sense to nominate Angela because she's against me and she's talking about me. And it's like, well, you are a rat, and like that makes sense for her to actually play the game a little bit. She's not gonna put Quinn is not gonna put up Chelsea Cam. Because of the whatever, and like it literally is the third nominee is Rubina. Makes sense of, oh, I'm gonna finish the Tucker thing. So if you're not putting up T-Core, Chelsea, or Cam, then you have four people left of Leah, Joseph, Mackenzie, and Chemo.
Joseph should be on the block.
And it's like Chemo's the one out of those four that you're closest to. Why are you falling in the same trap as the previous HOHs of, like, I'm gonna put somebody that I'm certain, like, this is gonna be in there.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just like, you saw Cedric go home. We saw Tucker go home. Like, this can't be, like, if you watch Big Brother, or not Big Brother, Survivor 46, and four people go home with an idol,
mm-hmm.
like, you have to be like, this is the season of the pawns going home, and nobody has ever. And, like, it's just a thing. Oh my gosh, Quinn is a redheaded freak. That's a little too far, man. People
yeah.
have red hair. But, like, I think the other thing about Quinn before we go to the thing, let's get all this Quinn out. We got all our Tucker out on Thursday. Let's get all our Quinn out today. Quinn going, this person has called me a lot of names. A narcissist. A something else.
Oh,
but worst of all, unfunny. And I'm like, this is the most unfunny thing I've seen. Like,
yeah.
They're nailing it. And, like, I don't know if you saw the, like, not you, the people watching that are talking about Quinn right now in the comments. The thing where he is talking to Leah is worth watching. Of like some people are like, I would love for a nerd to wax and wane to me about this. And it's like, yes, but Leah has never once expressed romantic stuff at all. And you're just like,
spewing compliments, and she's just
like
I'm just gonna take this because you're HOH and I want to be safe still this week,
right? And he's using the, like, Gollum voice and part of it, and you're like, I don't want that to ever be outside of that movie. This was I thought taken care of for at least 10 years.
Yeah,
okay, now it's spoilers. Do not watch
if you aren't
following the feeds. Do not watch. That's at least 15 seconds. Maybe you're reaching over your phone. It's across the room. You gotta turn it off. I'd hate for you to be spoiled because your phone is across the room. It feels like that's one step. Okay. Leah is our veto winner,
mm-hmm.
which is great. That's an amazing.
Finally, she gets a dub.
Finally, we do have her say, I want to be a leader. And, like, maybe this is time for her to say, all right, team, I got this one for us. And then she's thinking about this whole time, this whole weekend, back and forth with Quinn, of, I kind of want to save Angela. Angela being in this game is better for me because she'll go after them. Some people will go after her and I can still be in the middle. Like Leah has played probably one of the best games so far. And I don't see how you go probably because she's never been on the block.
And
she doesn't really have people mad at her until probably this decision of Quinn's going to go, what the heck? But Quinn wants to like, oh, but Leah may come around and like me in next week. And like, maybe she'll get nothing wrong with her when that happens.
And saving Angela, Leah saving Angela will put like Angela in a mindset of, I'm indebted to you. You kept me in. I have to win it for you. If you're on the block.
It feels like you're actually there and you're Angela when you said that. Of, this has been my dream for 300 years.
One thing that we also didn't talk about is her talking to the picture in her closet of like, don't worry, we got this. Even if I'm nominated, I'll get out of it. Thanks, family.
And I think this is a good spot to like, even though we're in the spoiler section of like, there's a lot of people being like, is Angela a plant? And like, that's like, that's not how reality shows work, or we wouldn't have like some losers on there. And like Big Brother's even harder than that because it's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, whatever. And so, but like, this is a very dramatic person.
Mm-hmm.
And like, this is just as much as Quinn wants to do, like, let's recreate the egg moment because it's the egg challenge. Let's recreate the like, thank God he didn't get the unitard thing. Like, I'm sure whenever that happens, you'll be like, this reminds me of the iconic people that have worn unitards before. And you're
Nicole
like,
Franzel.
Okay. Yeah. And you're just like, but like, Angela's a different version of that. But she's like, what is the most like, how do I feel? Should I keep it in? Most people keep it in because they want to make it to the final five. Angela's like, no, this is how I truly feel. And I need to let everyone know. And if I look into that camera first, or I do it in this place and more people are watching, like her talking to Kimo of like, Tucker's going to know that you still are really close with him. And then Kimo just goes, I voted for Tucker to stay.
And then, but it seemed like she was just going, do you think I'm crying? Or,
I mean,
is it believable?
That's exactly what she's doing. Like, she's not a good enough actress to do it 24 hours a day. So she's not a plant, you guys. This is just her craziness. But like, Quinn has basically begged Leah to not do the veto.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't want to put up another person. I don't know what it is. Maybe this is a test or whatever the right word is to like, wow, three nominees where two of are the final. It's not a three nominee thing. And anything can happen at AI Arena. Like it's almost bad to be an HOH if you don't have three solid targets.
Yeah.
And like everyone's trying to have their cake and eat it too. But I think in this house, they don't have all the information we have, but I feel like they would just enjoy an HOH who's like, I'm going after McKenna, Blake, and Phil, and I want to get them out. You'd be like, oh, okay, great. Now we know where you stand, and all the rest of the people can be like, and then like, it should be your fourth person you put on the block. That's the pawn.
Yeah.
Don't have the pawn be number three. Because like, backdoing is extremely hard in this
format. Group.
Yeah.
When is jury usually?
As soon as somebody goes home on Thursday, I think Julie will go, congratulations, house guests. The rest of you are jury.
Got it.
So it'll be two finalists, seven jurors. And that's a recent change of it used to be 2+9. And there's some seasons where you're like, sheesh. Because like they did do the halfway party already because they have a halfway party every year of like, it's like a rap party for the crew and the people inside, but it's halfway of like, keep going. You got this.
Oh my God.
Like maybe they get a cake. And I think that's where they like, Rubina was like, we should just tell people we're a thing at the halfway party. You're like, do not do that. Rubina though, I hope she's truly like feeling the love from outside the house of like, Tucker is not a fuckboy island. He is not a bad person. He is like posting about a Rubina. He's talking about Rubina in a glowing way this whole time. I don't think that's something you can fake either. That's not something I expected really either. Mm-hmm. It's not that I was like, he's going to get out of the house and have sex with a supermodel and never think about Rubina ever again. Because somebody tweeted that and you're just like, that's just mean.
Are they the next Swaggy and Bailey?
Let's pick someone else. Are they the next America and Corey? Let's do that.
Oh God.
Are they the next Cormerica?
Well, it'll be great if Tucker goes and visits Rubina's family and
watches the episodes with
yeah.
her.
Yeah.
When did that was that was Swaggy, really. I forgot slash put that out of my brain.
And then propose at the finale.
Tucker is not proposing at the finale. That is all not right. gonna happen.
But they at Unless least he gets like 20 grand for 6 weeks instead of 3 weeks.
The AI instigator should be like, Tucker's planning on proposing at the finale. Just throw like, do they have another AI instigator at final like 7? That would be like we do need another twist or what's going to happen after AI or like, I don't know. I don't even know what to speculate with, but
yeah.
I need Quinn to be vulnerable next week and lose a veto. And then it gets a little interesting. Mm-hmm. That's when currently, I don't know who to cheer for to have that happen.
Rubina.
Oh, okay. Go Rubina. Hopefully, Rubina wins AI.
And maybe like a Leah McKenzie if Leah uses it.
Right.
Uses the veto.
Because if Quinn puts up McKenzie after Leah uses the veto, I think that's the only way he could have been like, Leah, if you use this veto, I'm going to put up McKenzie. And then she'd maybe be like, no, but then like they would have that info and like,
yeah,
like there's too much. I want to eat my cake and eat my cake a second time in this house right now. When it's like, just be good with eating cake once and you'd be fine.
Yeah. Well, any other thoughts left for
Happy Labor Day. Thank you for all the labor people that came before us to get us a 5-day work week that's only about 8 to 10 hours. I really appreciate them. Thinking of them today. Go get some tacos.
Okay.
Survivor is about to announce their cast in the next 48 hours, so try not to forget about us and come back to Big Brother. Both people in the comments and McKenna. I think it will be interesting of like, they've never had multiple shows like this going on at the same time where it would be like, I would almost think like, which one happens of the general population that watches both? Are you like, hell yeah, I'll watch 5 hours of stuff a week? Or are you kind of like, let me finish Big Brother and I'll watch all the episodes of Survivor 3 weeks later and like watch 4 episodes in one day to catch up a month from now? Or are you just gonna go, okay, I'll go right to Survivor, like forget Big Brother ever happened because my favorites aren't in there? Like,
well,
I don't know.
I'll be watching Survivor live and catching up on Big Brother.
You have a Big Brother podcast.
I have a Survivor podcast.
Oh my god, but you have a Big Brother shirt on.
No, I don't.
Oh my god,
I can't tell you how many
Survivor
shirts I've worn during this podcast.
That's terrifying. She's a fake fan.
I never claimed to be a fan.
Honestly, let me tell the fans one thing. The fans, the people in the comments, I don't know what to say.
All the specialists.
My friend McKenna, before this podcast went live, she said, I honestly hope Quinn's on a season of Survivor next year. And I was like, oh my god.
Absolutely not.
Slander. You do not mean that.
I hope Tucker is on Survivor. But no. Anywho, we'll see you on Thursday after the live vote and eviction.
Woo! On Big Brother.